It's showtime, folks!
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost, baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling live and direct. You know how we do it on this Wednesday. Got my man Father Time with me. All time was hiding.
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Janine, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Ah, she sure got kind of. Hey, you acting like Father Time now. You gotta give that pop to it. All right, y'all. Shout out to our people at Gangsterville Radio. Everybody that's listening via Gangsterville. What's happening? How y'all doing? Y'all know we're in for another great show as usual. You know, hey, we can get in this week. The sand wave been rolled on through, so people can get in this week. You know what I mean?
Give them the number, man. Give them the number.
Oh, everybody want to call in, 646-727-1283. That's our number. Once again, the number is 646-727-1283. Everybody want to get on? Check this out. We don't have it like an aired out Wednesday. What you think? Wild out Wednesday, aired out Wednesday. We just going to fuck it. Whatever the fuck motherfucker want to talk about tonight. See, we got the life on the line. The life of what's happening.
Hey, everybody. Hello.
What's up?
Hello. It's going.
Oh, boy.
Don't laugh at me.
I ain't saying nothing. I mean,
I was talking to Janine.
Oh, I'm about to say, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't open my mouth. Like, y'all
I
got
mean,
a bad habit of jumping on me in time.
She don't sound excited, so I'm still guessing she in the same boat.
Look, we ain't even go.
You should be sounding better than that then, if that's the case.
Well, see, that boat has passed and some other things have happened, and it just ain't really been a good damn day. But, you know, I'm here, and hopefully this brightens my mood.
Okay.
That's what's up. I see we got another call on the line. I see who this might be. Carla, what's happening?
What's up? Do you know who this is?
I don't. Tell me who this is.
You don't know who this is.
No, I don't.
Stop. If I say your nickname, will you know who it is then? You want me to give it away? Or do you want to be nice and know who this is?
I don't know, man. Why would you call me by my nickname? But I don't know who it is.
That was, you know who it is.
A lot of people know my nickname. I mean,
what's your nickname?
Really? I mean, I'm not finna tell 800,000 people my nickname. Come on, man.
Okay.
So who is this?
Who is this?
Wait a minute.
Wednesday has started.
Wait a minute. You do know you called into a radio show, right? That's usually when you call in, the first thing they do is say, "Hey, what's your name?" And you say, "Well, I'm such and such," and you can't keep going back and forth talking about, well, who is this? Who is this?
I can't do that.
That's my sister.
Is that on the radio book somewhere?
You know what? I'm going to hurt you. I'm really going to hurt you.
What? Cool.
What's up?
Hello?
What's on your mind?
How you doing?
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
That's good. You know who this is, Matt?
Yeah, it's my big sister. I know who it is now. Hell, I heard from you month Sunday, so I ain't know your voice right away.
Y'all mad at me? I just called a live show. What y'all
about tonight?
Yeah, what y'all talking about tonight?
We talk. I got something for you. You did all
what?
That motherfucking talking, and then when motherfuckers call the show, your ass is quiet as a church mouse. You had a thousand questions for me, but when they got on the show, your ass didn't want to say nothing. What's up with that?
Who?
You?
Oh, me? Look, I didn't want to offend nobody. That's why I didn't say anything, because I probably would have been very offensive. So I decided to keep it to myself.
That's what the show is. I mean, the show ain't about offending people, but you got to say what you
got to
say.
You got nothing nice to say. If you don't have nothing nice to say, what they say? Don't say nothing at all.
Okay,
right?
So what show are you talking about?
The last two shows y'all had.
Oh,
boy.
Okay.
You know, I had my own opinions about that, but I kept that to myself because, you know, I just kept that to myself. What did y'all think about it?
Well, what was your opinion first? Tell us.
My opinion don't matter. I just asked, what did y'all think about it?
Me, honestly, I didn't have no opinion one way or the other. I mean, hey,
you didn't?
People do what they do.
That's true. But generally, you know, a lot of straight men, they frown upon that. What, you know, and they kept saying that that's because they gay too. No, not necessarily. It's just, that's just what straight men seem to do. To me, that's my opinion.
If you sleeping with another dude, you is not straight.
What the hell did I miss? I got to go back.
So, okay, Ryan, you want to try to put me on blast, I'm going to put you on blast back. Check this out. So, while we was growing up, you know Johnny Jr., an in-law lies, not directly kin, no blood.
He was gay.
Why would people say that's your cousin? Why did you get all offended and upset because he was gay? Does that make you gay?
He wasn't our cousin.
But you would get offended and say, "Bag of motherfuckers, blah, blah, blah," you know. Y'all,
he still wasn't our cousin.
Up. Right.
Don't go around here saying you our cousin and you not. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
I get all that. But what I'm saying is the faggot shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Y'all used to call him faggot. Did that make y'all gay? Because that's what he said. Now, when the straight dudes is calling dudes faggots, that means they down low or they gay too, is basically what he said.
So that
okay.
You're gonna tell me.
Oh, okay, I do remember him saying that. I do remember him making that statement.
Okay, so let me ask you: have you ever called a gay person a fake?
Have I ever done it? Yeah, I have. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
Does that make you? But does that make you gay? Because that's what he's saying.
No.
Okay.
I mean.
So that's part of what I disagree with.
Okay.
I'm saying that's just in the nature of a straight man is to say that. That's their first reaction to a gay man. The guys that I know. Now, this day and age, things is a lot different from when I was growing up. That was frowned upon. You wasn't like that. You know, you wasn't gay openly when I was growing up. You just wasn't.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Now,
I mean,
you know, that's real open now. So, I mean, I don't care one way or another. Who, you know, that's your choice. But I disagree with somebody saying that just because they call a gay person a faggot, that means that they gay too.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
But that's what he said. Interpret it differently for me then. What else could that mean?
I can't interpret it no different, but
so then that's
in general, I don't think he meant it that way in general.
If it walks like a duck, talk like a duck, it's a duck.
If it talked, then it
ain't
a duck.
That's what he said.
Well, see, you should have brought the shit up when he was on the show.
But like I said, I don't got time for all that hooping and hollering and all that they was doing. I ain't got time for that. I just kept my opinions to myself.
I
can tell y'all my brothers.
I do agree with what he said when he said that if a man sleep with another man, he's gay. Straight men don't sleep with other men. That's
true. I agree with that. Don't disagree at all.
Well, that's all
I'm
saying. I
don't disagree with that. What's up? Hold on 1 second, y'all.
You don't put us on hold. We put
you on hold on. Right.
I'm just saying girls experiment all the time. I'm just not understanding why men can't experiment either. Not to say that I would want men to do it, but I'm just saying girls, you know, go that way for years and then seem to turn around and be straight all of a sudden.
That's because it's a double standard.
Go ahead, dog.
It's a double standard.
Yeah, it definitely is. But I mean, like I said, I tell people right now, I didn't make the rules of the world. I just said bye.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, I mean, think about it. That's just like, okay, if you told me, like, well, you know, I've had a couple of lesbian experiences, you know, me and my girl, I, the first thing going through my mind is, can I get a threesome? Now, think about it, okay, that's first thing. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with them. I might get a threesome out there. Now, if a dude came to you, like, well, yeah, you know, I had a couple of gay relationships, but, you know, what's the first thing you thinking?
Move the hell around.
Exactly. Okay, so, I mean,
but
then the first thing y'all,
I get that.
First thing women say is, go ahead.
Hey, how
you
doing?
I'm just saying, though. It's,
I'm good. Well, okay.
I'm just saying, they can have an experience and be healed, so to speak.
Thank you.
Yeah, but would you talk to him after you found that out, though?
No, I just said I don't want them, but I mean, I'm, you know, giving the benefit of the doubt. He can have an experience and, you know, go back to normal.
Go back to
normal.
I mean, okay, so
she said go back to normal, man. Go back to normal.
I mean, I'm just saying, so a 13-year-old boy has been raped for countless years or whatever and doesn't know. I mean, you know that you're supposed to be with a woman, but this is all that I'm taught. And then, you know, I'm just like, come on now.
What I meant,
I'm arguing the fact that it's okay for a girl to be a lesbian, for X amount of years, and then all of a sudden she's married to such man, and she's just straight as a damn bone. But if a man goes
without,
and has an experience,
I know somebody like that, girl. I know somebody like that.
You know what I'm saying? They go have this experience, and then they want to go back and be straight with a woman, then they're still gay. That's fucking double standard. I don't think that's fair. I'm just not going to fuck with you, but, you
well,
know.
Well, I'm sure it's a double standard at the very beginning. It's a double standard.
I mean, I get that. I understand what you're saying. I'm just making my point, damn it. He can have an experience and be straight again.
Okay, but you just said yourself you wouldn't fuck with him, so how's that
but different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody else might accept his ass.
Because old girl was still with old girl was still with old boy. Old girl was still with
old
boy. On the last show that they was just ripping her apart. That was with the dude in the picture. Oh, girl.
Hold on. He denied that, though. He never got on here and said that.
But I think she believed deep down inside with him taking some pictures like that. That's suspect. Because to me,
whatever she believed is on her. But I mean, he never said, hey. We had an affair, we had this little fling or whatever. He never said none of that. So, I mean, it's always going to be his word versus his word.
Right. Okay, but let's look at it this way. You've seen a picture of Father Time with a bunch of men. You're going to take Father Time's word and say that it wasn't, or you're going to still assume in the back of your head a picture speaks 100 words. I don't give a damn what you say.
Exactly.
But I ain't hugged up on that motherfucker.
That
motherfucker was damn near hugged up.
I say this. Neither one of my brothers ever took no picture like that with their friends.
Hell no.
I didn't say you did.
That's all I'm saying. So that says a lot.
Okay,
like,
I understand. You're right. The picture does say a lot. I'm not disputing that. Only thing I'm saying is this. He never admitted that he did it. Now, what me, you, Delightful, Janine, Father Time, whatever we think is what we think, but he never admitted it. Now, my thing is, we talking about a situation where a guy says, okay, yeah, I did it. You know, it was a one-time thing. I was curious. You know, how do you look at him?
Okay, so let me say this. When she kept saying, you're talking about something from 1997. She putting time into that. You know what I'm saying? Which makes me think that she's saying, you know, that was so long ago, he ain't like that no more. You know what I'm saying? That's how
okay.
I think. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She kept saying that.
And you can interpret it any way that you want to interpret it. So it is like, cool. I mean, you know what?
But that picture ain't no interpretation.
Okay, sis. All right, sis. Check this out. For all practical purposes, I understand what you're saying. I really do. I really do. But like I said, at the bottom line is, yeah, you gonna make your assumption about it. I'm gonna make my assumption about it. We all gonna make our assumptions about it. Hell, we all might make the same assumption.
That's just like me and you in the house somewhere, and my purse come up missing. It's just me and you. You swear up and down you don't have it. I don't see it on you. I don't know your person. So I gotta assume you don't have it, but I know deep down inside you got my goddamn purse. It's just me and you in here. Nobody else can have it. That's how that picture is, okay?
Let me ask you, sis. I mean, anything, did he say anything to make you say, maybe he not? So, maybe he's not.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. Say that one more time.
I said, did he say anything Did old boy say anything that made you say, well, maybe he didn't do it? Did he say anything last week to make you say, well, maybe he didn't do it?
But see, you know what the fucked up part about that is? I didn't hear him. The show was full. I couldn't get in, so I didn't hear him. And I didn't go back to listen to the interview yet. But I didn't hear old boy at the beginning. I don't need to hear him. Those pictures spoke for him. To me, that's my opinion. I ain't nobody.
And she's sticking to it.
That's just my opinion. The picture spoke to me when he didn't have to say shit. And
okay.
I'm sure a lot of other people felt the same way, like you.
Well, I'll say this. When I saw the pictures, I thought they were together. I'm not going to lie. I thought they were a couple.
So you don't have to say shit. You got your arm on me, and oh, come on, man. You ain't got to say a word. That was obvious.
Now, look at this, dog. Check this out. Now, you take one of those pictures and put it side by side of that old picture that me and you and O took at In Effect or wherever the fuck we was at. You see a total, you see the 100% difference.
Right.
And we've been friends for
30
years.
I understand that.
Straight dudes don't take pictures like that. They just don't. I ain't never seen no straight dude take no picture like that, ever. Maybe it's something to do. I don't know. Maybe he one of the, rare ones. I don't know. But to me, they looked like a couple when I looked at the picture.
Yeah, they did. They did look like they were together.
I know that I have two brothers, and I know damn well neither one of them would have been on a picture like that with a dude. I just know they wouldn't. As straight men.
Okay.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with y'all.
No, I'm agreeing with the brother part.
Would you be in a picture with right now like that, Zach? Right. Well, okay, so let me ask you, why wouldn't you be? That's your homeboy. Ain't nothing going on between y'all.
We family. I mean, yeah, we cousins, but hell no. I don't even want to sit on my bed.
But see, I'm asking you again, why is it okay that you do that if you know that that's your family?
Well,
because straight men
don't do that.
Because straight men don't do that. That's the answer. Straight men don't do that.
Okay. Okay, I think, okay, hold on. I think what happened is that we intertwined two different conversations. I understand. I'm on y'all's side. I'm on y'all's side with that. I agree wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that. I agree with everything y'all saying. Now, my only thing was, I think Delightful has said something about why we talk about men if they did it once. And my thing is, shit, because they gay. Hold on before anybody say anything. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hello. Hey, who is this?
A.D.
AD, what's happening, AD?
Yeah, I've been listening. I kind of see what she's saying as far as like straight men don't call gay men faggots, because I mean they're securing themselves, so it really doesn't matter what they're doing. However, I mean everybody's entitled to their opinion. I mean I feel like if he's not coming on to you, you shouldn't really be coming at him like that. It is kind of disrespectful. You know what I mean? Regardless of what our views are, it's disrespecting each other.
True, I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's
just the stereotype of gay men. Yeah, I mean, if you, it's like, you know, if you, you know, you with your people, you know, and you, and that's how you refer to a gay man as a faggot, you around your people, then that's how you, that's how you talk with your people, you know what I mean? But, like,
right.
I don't know, like, you know, I feel like, okay, if you don't want to see them, you know, doing a little PDA or whatnot, then, you know, there's a way that you can be like, hey.
Wait, bag up, a little
PDA. I see how that would be disrespectful and how you would find it offensive,
right.
You know what I mean?
If you like it, baby, what that is?
Hold on. What the hell is PDA?
Public affection.
Public display of affection. Public display of affection.
Okay, go ahead,
make your point. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just feel like there's a way that you can, you know, still express yourself, you know what I mean? But, you know, it don't have to turn into something that's ugly and offensive.
Okay. Now, with that being said, now I'm not gonna sit here and say that I've never used that word. I've said it hundreds of thousands of times. I have.
Right.
I'm not gonna sit there and lie and say that I haven't. I mean, that was just it. I mean, like sis said. I mean, that's the way we grew up. We grew up. That was a term, especially in them projects. Motherfucker walked past and he was gay. You didn't say, well, he's gay, he's bisexual. You said it. Oh, man,
you
that
said
motherfucker.
That faggot motherfucker on that faggot this.
Right. I mean, so I'm not gonna sit here and say that I've never said it. And I know I've said it in a malicious type way before growing up. But I mean, the older you get, the more you kinda realize, like, all
right,
well, it's not as bad as the situation. And hey, if that floats his boat, I'm fine with it. I mean, hey, I don't have to deal with it. I ain't gotta be nowhere near that guy.
I
ain't gotta put myself in none of the scenarios, none of that, you know. So I mean, I think the older you get, the more mature you get, the more you can. You said
right? Exactly. Agreed.
No, I had missed a point on which I was when I had said something about bisexual men. Do you still consider a man that sleeps with, you know, both sexes? Gay or bisexual? Do you even believe that?
Yeah, he's gay. He's gay to me. He's gay.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I say he's mad. That's
cool.
Nasty.
But I'm cool with
you.
You know what I mean? That's what you want to do.
But
right. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Nasty.
But I'm not going to sit here and say that.
I think you should tell the female before you have sex with her that you like men to get her twisted, let you do her.
But we got
you know
to
know
people aren't gonna really not. Well, I'm not gonna say people aren't gonna do it, but not too many people are gonna do something like that, especially in America. And that's
what makes it
okay.
That's what makes it
okay. Hold on.
It's like you still in my right.
That's what makes
it
nasty.
Can I ask a question? Let me ask one question. Now, as women, I mean, I don't know if y'all have or haven't. I mean, but if y'all have, God bless you. If you had a lesbian act, you didn't experiment it.
Never.
I didn't say, okay. Okay, all right. Can I finish the question? Now, if you have, okay, AD, all right, if you have had experiment with another woman, and me and you meet, I meet you at a bar or club or whatnot, and we hit it off. I mean, do you feel like okay? Before we go any further, you're obligated to tell me.
You know what? No, I don't feel obligated to tell you, but I'm pretty open about it. So I mean, because I feel like this is my life. I don't really care about what you think or feel about my life. You know what I mean? So
okay,
that's
but
why
hold on. See, this is the part. Wait
no,
a minute.
No,
huh?
I don't mean it offensively.
See, that's what's wrong with you,
I don't mean it offensively. I don't mean it offensively.
But what if you feel it?
I have a confidence to say.
Okay, can I? Okay, AD, you just want to get on my bad side already, don't you?
Oh, dang.
I don't give a damn what you think of me.
I'm saying in general, and I don't mean it in an offensive way.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I have a confidence in my own life that, hey, these are things that, you know what I mean? This, we all have something that we've done in our life, you know what I mean? Whether it's whatever, it don't matter what it is. We've done something, you know what I mean? So I'm just not, you know what I mean? I'm not ashamed of my life.
Can I finish the question, ma'am?
Can I
finish the question? God damn. What? Oh, you should have been on here last week. No,
I
specifically
should have been on there last night. I should have been on there last night, apparently. Shit, I'm suffering from OD right now.
What happened last night?
Apparently, I don't know, I guess last night. So I'm suffering from like a dick right now. So y'all gonna have to excuse me, but I'm still gonna give my opinion. Listen.
Wait a minute. I'm a little aggressive.
My bad.
Wait a minute. What did you just say, girlfriend?
I'm suffering from lack of dick right now. So I'm sorry if I'm aggressive.
She said, "I pray for you."
That got to be awful.
Hold on, y'all. Let him finish the question. Go ahead, finish the question, man.
Yeah. I can't even remember what the fuck the question was after the lack of dick shit. I didn't break down. I can't even what the fuck I was saying. Wow.
Okay.
Carry on. I'll be.
Next question.
I remember now. Now, I mean, like I was saying, the scenario was that now me and you starting to feel each other. We're starting to build up a relationship. Now, I mean, your past is the past. I can't change your past. Even if you was a prostitute, I can't change that. But I'm loving you for what you are now. The past is the past. Am I right? I mean, so do you feel like, I mean, you...
Right.
Well, you already said
you
don't give a fuck about what the fuck
I
feel.
Finished,
yeah, but now, okay,
like
but you said... I was trying to say it in the sense of a relationship, but you was like, now me and all that. You
no,
still feel that same way even
I'm
if you're in a relationship?
I'm just saying, like, even us as in a relationship, like, we still getting to know each other. If I'm telling you something about my past for the first time, there's something you still don't know about me. But, I mean, do I feel obligated to tell them? No. And from experience, I probably won't necessarily do it again unless it was something that was, like, you know, asked or whatever. You know what I mean? But I'd be real vague. Because it don't end well.
So,
you know what I mean? That's what I was trying to say before. Like, it don't end well. Like, whether women or lesbians or whatever, you know what I mean? In the past, like, once you bring it up and you tell a dude, like, that's something in the back of his mind. So it's like, that's a different type of competition. You know what I mean? So, shit, every time you with your girl.
With that being said, now, I guess I'm playing devil's advocate, old man. If a guy had that as the license said that one time thing, is he obligated to tell you?
Otherwise,
I put it like this. I can't say nothing against somebody else. I want to say against myself. So, no, technically, no, he's not obligated. But what I like is that's what I'm saying. Like, be free with yourself. You know what I mean? I feel like if we're moving in that direction anyway, then.
So what if he got some kind of disease?
I wouldn't be fucking with
a whole different topic. That's a whole different
you
topic that I'd have sex with a man
like
down there.
Day.
But, okay, I'm
sorry.
Saying that to
I'm
say...
I'm school with that.
I'm saying that to say, when you were one of the things that... Shit, that's a... But I got this HIV shit from fucking a dude. I'm sorry, y'all. I got this HIV from a homosexual, you know, relationship.
But that's so stereotypical
because he can get
HIV from a woman. So,
yeah,
I mean,
either way, it don't matter. I'm not just saying one way. Either way, that is something that I would want to know as your sexual partner.
That is something that I would want to know.
What your
the
sexual preference
know,
is.
The reason why I feel strongly about wanting to know, though, is because I hold a high regard for men. And I feel like there's something about taking it in your rectum that just
that's all I'm
like
saying,
it
girlfriend.
Weakens you a bit. It weakens you a bit. So it's like, you know, I do want to know. I really want to know what made you so curious to want to do that, because I do feel like, you know, it could be a double standard, but there still is kind of a difference, you know what I mean, with women, because naturally women have, we, I don't know, we just fantasize about having an experience with each other. So, but I don't know.
Not all women, though.
I don't think there's no damn difference. I don't. And I personally would like to know. However, as you said, I don't feel like he's obligated to tell me. I hope you will tell me, because if another motherfucker tell me before you tell me,
so what's the difference? What's the difference is that somebody else told you? Now you really pissed off. Why? Because he didn't tell you.
Exactly.
You're
pissed off
now
because
you're
mad because he didn't
else.
Tell you.
I don't feel like he's no one's obligated to share their fucking story. However, if you are in a relationship, you would expect to be open.
But as a person, as a female, as a woman, you should make that your his obligation to tell you, because you should want to know that he if he's been with a guy or not. Because that thing is stuck up in his rectum, he's going to be sticking it up in your vagina. So when you want to know
I understand
that,
all that. And if you really know me, I am a woman of 101 questions. So, therefore, it really won't get past me. But what I'm saying is I'm just answering the question. He really is not obligated to share his damn story.
But I'm saying for me, as for me, any sexual partner that I'm with, I'm married, by the way, so I don't have any sexual partners. But if I was single, any sexual partner that I encounter, I would want to know that. Like she said, if you hear that on the street, you're going to be even more pissed off at him because he didn't tell you. But like you said, it's
right,
not his obligation to tell
you. Okay, but wait a minute, hold on. Damn, she sound like Lil Vic. But I'm just saying though. Just like y'all can he say, well, that was none of your business. That was before you.
And I agree. That's what I'm saying. With me as my sexual partner, I want to know. I really do want to know. However, in any other situation and scenario, we ain't got to tell y'all shit.
I feel like this. How old are these situations? Because like I said before, like in a new relationship, is that something that I would just offer up? Like I did before? No. You know what I mean? Because it caused issues. You know what I mean? But it's like if these are situations that are old and we're talking about moving in together and, you know what I mean, combining lives and stuff like that, then, you know, it is a question
that
I would want
but
to ask.
But from my understanding.
But you don't have to tell me. He tells me none of your business. All I can do is just have a little attitude. Do you know what I mean? And judge him off the person he is named.
I'm going to tell you like this. I understand that. No.
From my understanding, with gays, you're born that way. That's what most gays say. They're born that way. So how could you, I mean, you know, how do you go from being born that way to being with a woman?
Well, you're gonna take me somewhere else.
Everybody ain't born that way. Some of this shit is a choice now.
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Some things y'all need to keep to y'allself, because I mean, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't want to know how many dicks you sucked before I met you. I would like
that's
to think that,
saying.
Even though I know it might be some way before
but,
me,
wait,
I would like to think
that's
that. Alright, well, she just sucked mine.
That's different. That's a sexual act. That's not your sexual partner. You said a sexual partner. A partner and an act performed that on my sex partner, but was it a girl or was it a boy? I want to know that.
Well,
Wait a minute, who is this talking?
I want to know, is it a girl or a boy? I don't care what you did with him. But
who is this talking? Who is this talking?
This is Valena
okay,
talking.
Valena, calm your ass down. Like I said. First of all, I was just making a reference of the fact that people keep saying, well, I need to know all this, that. I don't need to know everything. I don't need to know everything
no.
about you.
I didn't say I need to know this or that, Zach. I said I need to know, have you been with a man before? That's what I need to know. I don't care what you did with this man. Have you ever been with him before?
Okay. What I did before, you ain't none of your business.
Say what?
Okay, hold on. Stop. Let me just say this. Okay. Let's put this scenario out here. And let's just say, okay, AD, you still with us?
Yeah,
she's still with us. All right, okay, let's just say y'all going to the next level, this, that, and the other. And let's just say, which a lot of people do, which is not a bad thing nowadays. I mean, Sam had really enlightened a lot of people on the show. Because motherfuckers do go get HIV tests now. I mean, or a relationship was like, okay, before we go any farther, I want to go get an HIV test. I want to go get this AIDS test. I want to go get tested and make sure that we're good. Okay, y'all go get tested. Y'all both good. There's nothing there. Y'all good. Y'all clean as the border health. Now, somewhere down the line, you hear that he had a gay relationship. But now he tell you it wasn't none of your business. He's clean, you know he's clean. And he tell you it's none of your business. What I did before you was before you.
And he has that right.
He does.
Now I have a choice to make.
Exactly. Can I say something?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if you don't, you know, if I could be open with you about me doing it, then, you know, you should be able to be open with me, you know, for us to go to that next level. You know what I mean? If you feel like you can't tell me that, then it's going to affect our relationship.
But all women don't tell that, well, you know, when they get into a relationship with a man, because they might not want to do it with that person. Because as soon as you tell a man that you've had a threesome or you've been with women before, they just automatically, instantly assume that you're going to do one with them. And that's not always
automatically.
I feel like there's many different types of encounters with, you know, men and women. So if that's like our first topic, like our first conversation, then I'm probably not going to be interested if I can see you anyway. You know what I mean? So
okay, wait a minute. Hold on, AD. You say different encounters. What do you mean by different encounters?
Like different encounters. You know what I mean? You have just, you know, where, you know, it's a mutual understanding that, hey, this is all we do. You know what I mean? We get together, we Netflix and chill. You know what I mean? Have your kind that are like, really, you know, looking for sister that, you know, I mean, we mesh together. So there's different types of encounters of men and women, you know what I mean? So, and you know that early on for the most part. So,
okay, let me just say this. Zach, didn't you say if a guy has sex with a man that he's gay? That's what you thought, right? Did you say that
if a guy has
sex with a man one time, he's gay?
I feel like he is, yeah. I feel like he's gay.
Okay. So me, I'm partial believer of that, too. So don't I have the right to know if you're gay?
Mm-hmm.
Before you sleep with me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do believe that. I was saying this to the sister because I was going by what the life was said earlier about, you know, we living in a double standard. But now, if we didn't live by that double standard, then a lot of you motherfuckers would get fooled.
Okay, but what I get that. But what I'm saying is, So if we're going to use that scenario, if a man slept with a man once, he's gay. So if this man was raped by another man, is he gay too?
No, he didn't do it willingly.
Well, shit, he been penetrated though. What's the fucking difference?
I mean, okay. No, that's I really don't.
Consensual versus non-consensual. That's something different.
Right.
There's different. Something being taken from you.
That's different. Mm-hmm. Something taken from you, you have no control over versus you giving your ass to somebody. That's different.
Okay. I'm inclined to believe different, but okay.
Mm.
How could that make you penetrated?
But that don't mean the man liked it. I didn't like it. And, you know, the man said, I didn't like that I was penetrated because I'm not gay.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that.
You know, that's all. But I just think that before some man has sex with me that, you know, I'm just getting to know or, you know, I don't know nothing about you. I want to know that type of shit.
But what I'm saying is that's your expectation and that's your standard as a woman. That may not be the next woman's standard.
Absolutely. You got that right.
You know, I actually know somebody, like, you know, was trying to holler at me. We was kicking it, you know, not really kicking it like that. We was just talking and getting to know each other. But he did tell me that he had an encounter. But we cool. I still talk to him, you know. We cool, but, you know, cause I don't judge him as a person, but
right. And you want to know
because
that.
Because I feel like if you do it by, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, you know, like if we're, but see, I'm going, my opinion is based off of the question that he asked me, you know, if I'm dating someone. You know,
right.
Okay, so not initially meeting someone. You know, when you initially meet somebody and y'all vibing and stuff like that, like, you, I mean, as women, like, we tend to kind of be caught up, not saying all of us, but, you know, we tend to be caught up in, ooh, you know what I mean, like, he's cute, got it together, we vibing, you know what I mean, he's caught up in that. But,
right.
So, like I said, to move into the next, you know, into the next step, and yeah, that is something that, you know, I do want to know. If you ask me, then don't. Hey, I get to ask you. You can't ask me. Mm-hmm. I can't ask you.
So,
and if you tell me
in other
words,
the double standard is good to be in place, right?
Say that again.
The double standard is good to be in place, then, right?
Disagree.
I just think that.
Like, what do you
guys just get
priority?
Wait a minute, did somebody?
Because if I hear,
okay,
about
did somebody say disagree? Did somebody say disagree?
I did.
Okay, so
I mean, I've learned
okay,
that
so,
the whole time.
Hold on.
I disagree with the double damn standard. Now, however, like I said,
okay,
it's
so
my
now,
preference
so,
if I want
okay,
to
so
fuck
now,
not, but you can't.
Hold on, man. You're not gonna. You know what? For 3 weeks, I didn't get out talk. I'm not getting out talk today.
I just want to know, like, who is it good for to have the double standard in place? Like, who does it benefit? The woman or
okay,
the man?
It benefits y'all because if that's the case, if you say let's take this double standard away. Just like you necessarily should not have to tell me about what you done did in your past, then I don't have to tell you. But now, y'all sitting there saying, okay, but if you done fucked the man, this is something I need to know. Well, if the double standard's not set, I mean,
no, see,
okay.
This is what I'm saying, though, is because if you're a person who it really bothers, then it's going to come up. You know what I mean? If you are a person who feels like what I did in my past is in my past, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, whatever, and y'all both on that, then that question is not going to come up. You know what I mean? But if it's, you know, there's always somebody who one person something and the other person's not. So if one person's curious, I mean, like you said, you have the right to tell me none of my business, but I tell you what else ain't my business.
Okay,
you.
So let's say that. Let's
I feel
say
like
all
you
that.
Me, I feel
let's
like you're telling
you
me that's none of your business. You're giving me my answer.
I'm talking to the young lady that said that
Hold on, Belinda. We got another question going. Janae, you was about to say something.
I was just gonna say that even if, you know, I'm with somebody even for a long period of time, I still might not tell them. Because it's my decision on whether, you know, I want to tell them or not. And a lot of men don't bring that up because they afraid to even ask the question.
But don't you think it would cause more problems?
No, because if
don't you think it would cause more problems in your relationship? Don't you think it would cause more problems in your relationship if you found out in the street? And you didn't already have sex with this person?
I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about me speaking with other women.
You. I'm saying for you. As
he said, if
a man cared about you.
No, he ready to have a threesome.
Yeah, he ain't gonna
damn
care.
Damn right.
He is not gonna care that he found out from me.
Why you ain't tell me sooner, babe?
Exactly.
You could have been here.
Yeah, we could have been doing this. We could have been doing this. Oh, man,
but
you didn't tell me,
but y'all, come on, keep it real. All men ain't into that. All men ain't into that. Keep it real. All men ain't into that.
I ain't met one yet.
I ain't met one yet. And a lot of them say that they not. I've met a lot of them that say that they not until I say I do it. And then, we could try.
Damn right. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you. So you say, hey, I'm into that. Yeah, you are.
You know, hit the jackpot.
Damn right. As soon as you say yeah, come on, let's go. Where you going? Let's go out and have some drinks. Hey, we're going
to
be sitting at the bar. I'm
going
to be like, hey.
You have to look
hey,
at
I'm
the
be like, pick the one in the
read.
Pick the one in the ring.
But you also have to look at the world that we live in now, where polygamy and poly life and all that shit is becoming so common now that it sparks a man's curiosity that even that didn't even want another woman in their marriage. Like I said, I haven't met one, but you know, I know there are some out there somewhere. But with the world
no,
that we live
not.
In, and it'd be
no, it's not.
The world ain't.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna tell you.
You know the ones that just don't believe in it is the ones that know that they can't get it.
Oh, okay.
Because if a motherfucker, hey, if a motherfucker knew that he can get it,
why can't it be that man only wants to be with his woman? He don't want no other woman but his woman. Aren't there men out there like that?
Hey, Belinda. Belinda.
What?
No.
What?
Belinda. Hold on, man. Belinda.
What?
Everybody, hold on. You my sister. My lifetime sister. I love you so much. But,
what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm
telling you, the only man to sit there and say
that they don't
believe in that. You say what?
Mm-hmm. I said that's y'all.
You say that's
a... It's some men that only want they one woman.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's because they know he can't get no other woman. Hold on. To be honest, that is very true. That's a true statement. But if your woman offered it, he would take it.
That's something.
If she brought it to him,
different.
he would be a, okay. All right,
so
all right, man. So
me,
it's your idea now.
I look at
but
it like
he seemed to be wanting
it
anyway. He just made it seem like it was your idea.
No,
I think there
I would ever be
whoever
in my life would have that idea. Trust. Because I would never
present something
like that. I would never present something like that to my man. Because I'm not into that. So
okay,
that's,
well,
that's,
I mean, just because
you're
over there, that don't mean... So he knows not to even bring it up to you. So, yeah,
you
think he really going to be like...
You know what?
Yeah,
he and your man do a lot of
stuff.
You'll never have it. You'll never have it then.
Hey, me and your man do a lot of talking. You don't know him as well as you think you do. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all might want to say I'm talking to each other.
All I'm saying is, men love steak and potatoes. Every now and then, they just want a McDouble. I'm just saying.
Especially if he can put it on the same plate.
I mean, real shit. My dad, I right hand to God at 19. My dad set me down and said, you know, you may be steak and potatoes at home, but every now and then, you know, double cheeseburger might want to look real good. You know, I'm kind of full. I don't need no steak and potatoes.
Okay. Well, you know,
hey, I'm just saying, it's like, even better when you put it all on the same plate. When you put it all on the same plate, you didn't have it.
Oh, you extra hungry.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me I get curly fries and regular fresh fries? Oh, hell yeah.
Boy, shut your ass up. I can't
say boy, shit ain't nothing. Now, you sitting over there with your same old potato wedges. Hey, I'm serious. He gonna be looking over there at my plate. Then he gonna look at you.
Oh, you need to come with the same old potato wedges again. Can't stay at her.
Man. Well, and I you feel know. Like that's my stale potato wedge. Lord Jesus.
You mean tell me we can't get no curly fries at no point in time?
Look, but we ain't got no curly fries over here.
We ain't got no curly fries.
Eat these goddamn potato wedges and you better like them.
You better eat every last one of them motherfuckers. I was here. And you better eat every last one of them because ain't no curly fries. Ain't no ball.
Look, you got to get the straight fries. You can't even get crinkle cut.
Okay, boo. Show the fuck out. Not in my house. We ain't got no curly fries in my house.
You can't ride them waves on them curly fries.
We got potatoes out of sack that we cut up. We make our own over here.
Well, time sell it hard for it. But tomorrow they're gonna be at work talking about look, she's a potato wedge.
I promise I'm taking the potato wedge into 2017. Don't worry about it. It's gonna become a hashtag.
Oh goodness.
Oh, potato wedge ass bitches. You know what? I'm starting to go to the club. Fuck your potato wedge ass hoe.
I
can't stand any old potato wedge ass bitches.
Potato wedges versus the curly fries. Whatever.
Damn right. I need the curly fries.
Shit. The
curly
potato
fries going to have that lemon pepper on it.
Which one's thicker? Shit, which one's thicker?
Mm-hmm. If you keep your big old potato wedges, shit, I want some curly fries.
But see, you have to understand that them curly fries bend and maneuver in different ways. Understand that.
Damn right.
That's true. That's why we ain't got none in our house.
Well, you know, only in Fair City can we take something like potato wedges and curly fries and make it sexual. God damn.
Oh shit.
That's what we
no,
do.
No, bitch, I'm a curly fry. I'm a curly fry, bitch.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
A curly fry. Look, curly fry equals sad bitch, okay? That's
what that's oh, oh, that was so foul. That was so much shade.
Damn. That's what it is. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all know that's what it is.
Let's take old potato wedge and say some shit like that. Oh, potato wedge ain't nothing but them haters.
Damn right. Damn right I am. I'm proud to be a potato wedge. I'm proud. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start to say hashtag
you better appreciate that damn curly fry. That's why he able to put up with your old ass potato wedge. Shit.
Hey, it's certain potato wedges that's old, baby, but they got so much flavor.
Hey, I don't discriminate.
They got so much flavor in them.
I seen some flavor ones in the store the other day. They come in buffalo and ranch and sour cream and chives.
You realize your brother's still on the show,
look,
right?
Burst.
I ain't trying to hear all that flavor shit.
Oh, but when my sister called the show, you egging on. When you say, I'm sexy, baby.
I do remember that.
I don't know.
You can talk about your potato wedge all you want to tonight.
I'm cool. Look, I'm cool. I don't need my brother to know about my potato wedge. We good. Because I definitely don't want to know about his potato wedge. For real, for real. So, let's talk about something other than potatoes.
That nigga ain't got no potato wedge. He got Idaho Spurs.
Damn. You working with Spurs over there, bro?
Hell to the no.
I'm not even gonna comment on that.
I'm still working though, man. I'm still working.
Shit, I'm at gray. I don't know.
Damn, she done went with the gray.
I know, cause I only got one string, one, and I almost died.
Okay. I got a. Wait, man, hold on. Oh, we got another caller. Is this a curly fry or a potato wedge?
Oh,
what's that caller? Caller. Hello.
Hello, business. They had a curly fry for real.
Hello. She got a whole bunch of noise in the background and ain't going to say nothing. Okay.
That's a curly fry.
Yeah, they was too busy. I heard those headboards in the back. I heard it.
I'll potato wedge.
Hell yeah, nah.
Alright, so you know what? Now, we skipped over something really that just kind of just glanced past us. Hey, D, where you at? You still on here?
Well, I'm still hung up.
Yeah,
well,
I'm still here.
She's still on.
Oh, there she goes.
All right, so I guess the question is, why you ain't getting no date?
All the curly fries give me.
Well, no, that ain't the case in my case.
Okay, I came in the middle. What's the difference between a curly fry and a potato wedge?
Them potato wedges is them unflexible ass women.
They ain't gonna
they
do shit. They ain't doing nothing.
They ain't doing nothing.
And
yep,
apparently the curly fry
shit
is the side bitch, apparently.
Nah.
I refuse
to accept
the
curly fry is the freak. The curly fries is the freak. They the ones who gonna get down. They gonna do it. They gonna make it do what it do. When potato wedges added down, you ain't getting nothing. I ain't getting nothing.
Riz. All right.
But we still didn't go past.
I'm a curly
went past that question. Why you ain't getting no dick?
Say that again.
Man, I mean, this is the third time I've said it. Why you not getting no dick?
Me? Oh, cause I'm focused. I'm in school right now, so. That's
so
really
because you go to school, that means you can't fuck.
Oh no, it don't mean that I can't. It just means that I don't want to. I feel like that's something.
So you don't have no urge. But now you just said earlier you suffer from lack of dick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I got urges. If I'm sitting over here all aggressive because I ain't getting it.
Okay, so in other words, you saying you go to school, so you ain't gonna take no dick while you in school. You just gonna walk around being a little evil motherfucker.
It sidetracks you, real shit. Good
it
sidetracks like a motherfucker. It sidetracks.
Especially
if
it's good.
It does me the opposite. It helps me to focus. If I could be fucking
while taking a test, I would.
Oh,
shit.
Good,
because
I'm
a curly fry. I'm dedicated to my experience. I
just gonna pass my test up to the teacher because I don't want nothing to do with that test right now. You just gonna take me back.
Sorry, I'm coming.
You can do with this here, right here.
Can you imagine you fucking getting a doggy style and she does it? A plus again, Denise. God damn it!
Right. You made me color outside the circle.
Right. Okay, bubble in A and bubble to the B because he done did that long stroke on your ass.
Right. Another A plus again. Motherfucker
you know,
just sitting in the background. Time. Yep.
Like
yep.
MC squared, bitch.
Right. This motherfucker didn't learn Chinese arithmetic. What the hell?
See, it just can't be any dick. Got to be the good dick.
Because that'll hurt you. That'll hurt you. That'll hurt you. In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all know that's true. Y'all know that shit true.
All right, so when? Oh, okay, AD, when you get out of school?
February
next year.
Mm-hmm, February.
All right, we throwing you a sausage party. February next year, we throwing you a sausage party. Just be ready.
Okay, hey, look. We're going to have to plan that. So we're going to have to sit down. I got to choose my, because I'm picky. So let me choose my sausage.
Damn, you ain't even, it don't matter.
It do.
Well, see, that's just like a woman. You try to throw a motherfucker party, she spits. Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hey, I got to make sure it's done right. I'm just saying. Men are like vacuums.
Okay,
we pull y'all out when we need y'all, and then we put y'all back. Y'all good for fixing stuff. Y'all good for, you know.
That sounds like a dick in a jar to me.
Nah, I'm just messing. I'm just playing. I love my man. But
wait for it. We thought you
no,
was
I'm really no, but seriously, I'll be honest. I have my fair share of experiences and situations that should have just stayed fun, you know, and it went too long or too wrong. But I don't know. I don't want to be out there like that.
Oh shit!
Out
true.
There. Well,
damn.
Man,
y'all just
don't know. Somebody pulled up.
No,
well.
I'm going through some shit. Man.
I'm just saying.
Straight up. Come on. Man. Do anybody on here smoke weed? Let's talk about weed.
Not the weed, though.
That's a good topic.
Bob time. That's your sister.
Well, I, you
I am personally not a weed smoker. However, I do love the sexual beast that it does bring out of me when I do engage. It is definitely something to see. Hey, good lie to you. It's definitely something to see. I be clapping my own damn head.
You better hope there ain't a lot of women. You better hope there ain't a lot of niggas that you know listening to this show. Everybody in that motherfucker be coming over your ass. I got that gasoline, baby. Here you go.
But see, that don't work with me. Like, it don't work with me like that. I mean, I got smokers around me all day. I don't engage like that. So that ain't going to help you out none.
Shit.
Yeah, nigga, hit the weed. Hit the weed.
No, that, my nigga,
what ain't
going to
help you out none? What ain't going to help you out none? Weed?
No, it ain't going to help. It's not going to not help me out. It's not going to help them out none. Come knocking at my door talking about you want to hit this. No, they ain't going to get you none.
Okay. All right. Okay. I thought you said the weed ain't doing nothing.
I know it does. I'm trying to tell y'all it's something to see. Y'all ain't understanding. It's like night and day, baby.
I know, right? Oh well, but that's a great sentiment right now.
Right.
Anyway.
So she the only one that don't smoke weed? Everybody else do?
I don't smoke weed.
I don't smoke.
Y'all missing out on life, straight up.
I drink. I'm a drinker.
Alright.
A drinker.
Yeah,
with a bottle in front of me, it's a wrap.
I put some of this gas in front of you, it's a wrap.
I just want to go off air and say if my dick in a jar is one of my listening, I would appreciate if you make a house call. How about that? That's what I got to say tonight. Or fuck you.
Wait a minute, say that again. I missed that. Say that one more time.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
I said I would like to go on record since that's what the show is supposed to be about. If my dick in a jar is on air listening, then I would like him to slide through. And if not, fuck you.
Oh, okay. She's setting up a booty call.
Uh-oh.
That's fucked up. I mean, I know he ain't like that damn. He ain't get a chance to respond.
Right.
Who got their dick in a jar?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Where's the slide to?
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. What did you just say, Tom?
Who got their dick in the jar? What? I'm confused. Like, come on, where's you?
Me too.
I'm going to ask you, who was that? I'm going to need y'all to go back to the archives. That was a conversation months ago.
I remember she said her aunt used to always say she kept her dick in the jar. That's a standby dick.
Oh, okay.
I missed that show.
We got Marley. What's that, Marley?
What's that? Yeah, there you go. Marley, right on time.
You're right.
Do you set your alarm before the show?
No, I'm going to work.
Oh, he had to get out the house.
She
just straight banned him. He can't even talk in the house no more. I catch you on that motherfucking show again. I'm going to slap the shit out you. Let me hear you say, hey, Janine, one more time. I'm going to slap the cow and shit out you. Let me hear it again.
Oh, shit.
Marlene.
Yes.
You know you're down to 48 hours, right?
48 hours? Oh, yeah, it is right.
So why you at work, you going to go in the bathroom and take a selfie, right?
He could take a selfie in the cab. He could take a selfie right in the cab. In the cab of his truck.
Well,
Well, that'll work too.
Going to the bathroom.
I think one of me and my drawers.
That's fine. We just want to see the picture. Damn.
All right. Make sure I lotion up. I know. I ask you.
$48 I'm trying to tell you. I'm gonna be on my way to. Look, I'm gonna call the wifey.
You better draw a dry snitch on me.
I am. I'm not lying. All the harassing you did in my inbox about me not posting, and I can't even get a hang the Fruit of the Loom picture. That's fucked up.
Well, you ain't doing nothing after all that motivation I gave you. You still ain't do nothing.
I did too.
That's my dog right there. You know what? That's my dog. Marley be on it. Marley hit the inbox. Hey, where you at? You ain't been around in a while.
Wait,
there we go.
No, snap.
That's what I'm talking about, Marley. Stay on their ass, Marley.
Yeah, you gotta stay on, you know?
I think it's time for another, well, ain't nobody been on lately, but eventually it's gonna be another strike.
Hey, the motherfucker might have a desert right now.
It's a strike right now, shit.
Hey, okay, we'll be missing that. All I do is go on that motherfucking to de-spam all day. Another spam. The only motherfucker pop up there with me is Marley.
Oh, he ain't doing nothing.
Marley will check in and see if anybody posted anything.
Hold on.
We got somebody new to the show. Hey, D, have you ever been on our website?
Mm-mm.
Need to get on that. FearCityRadioShow.com.
Hey, D, I'll be over, and I'll set you up.
Okay.
Let us see you real quick.
Let us see you.
Don't fall in love.
Oh, see? Hey, that's confidence right there, you know?
Sure.
Well,
I'm going to go ahead and go. It was good talking to you, ladies and gents.
It was a pleasure.
You guys.
That's what's up, man. We hope to see you on the website. Don't be no stranger. Mm-hmm. Y'all know, you know, we on here every Tuesday and Wednesday. Same bad channel.
Yep, I got you. I know where you are.
And I say, February, that sausage party coming.
I'm cool on that.
Look,
all good, tell her enjoy herself.
Oh, shit, I thought that was AD. Ain't nobody talking to you. Get your ass on off. Go.
And fuck you too, and God bless America.
Yeah, no. I mean, y'all gotta understand. This is my sister, so it's like, I'm thinking it was AD talking.
No. Look, I thought y'all was talking to each other, so I didn't even know what y'all was saying. Look.
Oh, shit. That whole conversation.
Well, we
have
to start that
goodness.
Over.
You
gotta pay attention a little more.
Man, why nobody talking to her? What's she calling for anyway?
Is you big mad or you big mad or not?
Man, look, okay, that's just like you thinking you talking to somebody that's your brother. You gonna be like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
Oh, shit.
I feel like Dave Chappelle. All that conversation that made my penis sauce.
It went down quick, huh?
Man.
My bad.
Man, it fucked up my whole rotation.
Well, here, let me roll you another one.
Y'all rolling something?
That's what I heard. I'm trying to figure out. Can I watch? Whatever y'all doing.
You hear Marley Bell going off. Y'all, what the hell? Bang, bang, bang.
Bing, yeah.
Round one.
In the parking lot.
Just turn to you.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, we need to set up a chat room night or something, man. I mean, who down with that? We all get on at the same time and just have some fun with it.
I mean, we got our clothes on.
Marley called enough that night.
Oh, shit.
I can't even make it. Because you got to be on the computer. You can't use your phone.
Yeah, that has to be a late night, like on a Friday or Saturday or something.
I can see Marley die. I'm going to the basement.
Now throw me some lotion.
Yeah.
Right.
Ass upstairs.
You ain't touched my waist in 4 years.
She got that old potato wedge trying to sit down and cry.
Get down there with some Vaseline and shit.
Oh, shit. Y'all are silly. I got a whole migraine from laughing at y'all food.
Can't stand whole potato wedge ass. I'm a fucking nerd.
Hey, no. Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
God, these damn potato wedges.
All right, man. Let's get ready to roll up out of here, man.
Roll out.
All right, man.
All right,
Idaho Spud.
Well, wait a minute. Before we roll out, I'm just curious. What kind of potato you working with over there? Since he an old Spud.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm one of them big Idaho potatoes. Hey, shit.
Are you fully loaded?
Fully loaded. God damn it. I got the cheddar cheese, the chives, whatever you want.
I like bacon.
Yeah, I'm shitty. Is it real bacon?
Who is this asking all these questions?
Crunchy thing. It's all
good.
Want
some poke.
Shit, I'm a... What's that sizzling? I got it all. Shit. What you want?
Sizzling.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Okay.
All right. SandCityRadioShow.com. Hook it up. Get on that.
All right.
The champ is here.
He shows all his shit on there, honey. You got to go on the website, take a look.
It kind of reminds you of a Swiss roll.
All right, so y'all have a good show. that's do it for me.
Oh shit! Wait! Oh my god! Wait a minute! Oh god!
I'm gonna tell Mark, say, wait a minute! I just signed up for this shit.
that
Molly can't even see all those Swiss rolls away. I don't want no goddamn Swiss rolls in my damn
bed. Molly, take a little baby snack up until tonight. And you want a Swiss roll, baby? No.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was that like a mic moment or not?
Look, Mark, hold on for real, too. God damn it, that shit. I got two Swiss rolls.
He got the stutter.
Shit. Why is that one fucking see Swiss rolls? First thing going to go across his head is Cass. Oh, goddamn Swiss roll.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I'm about to pop a Tylenol. Lord Jesus.
Hey, I just see Marty die. You know, they pop up and say, new post. Well, I bet Marty jump in there. He see me. Oh, goddamn.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. And that was funny. All right,
y'all. We got to get the hell out of here before they cut us off, shit. Oh, man. Like I said, shout out to Gangsterville Radio. Y'all know how we do it. Oh, this boy. You know, the last 3 weeks has been real hectic, but this has been like one of the funnest shows we done had in a long time. Oh, boy. Now, let me talk to my Kelly Five. We're going to start with you, AD.
Yeah.
You got any last words before we get up out of here?
I'm going to go check out that website. That's my last word.
Oh, okay. There you go. GlenCityRadioShow.com.
Yeah, you know, keep it going.
She's like,
for me,
yeah,
you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, because y'all some little old people. It's y'all bedtime and stuff, and y'all curfew, so, you know, I'm over here all lonely,
wait,
so
man.
I'm going to get on the web.
Wait a minute, hold on, did she just call us old?
Some old people, yeah, y'all going to end the show.
Well, damn, baby. If you're going to pay for us another hour, we'll go all night, as long as you pay it.
No, I'm just saying, I'm having a good time. You know, it was a good time.
That's what's up. Like I said, every Tuesday and Wednesday, baby, hit us up. We here. All right.
Hey, everybody, have a good night.
Okay, you
night,
boo-boo. All right, Delightful. You got any last words for us?
Oh, man. It was definitely the relief I needed. I'm going to go have me a Swiss roll and a Curly Fry signing out.
That's what's happening. Zendaya, any last words for us?
Yeah, it was a good show. Y'all let me know about the Naked Chat. Night, I'll be there, and I'm a call myself a seasoned Curly Fry.
Hey, I ain't even mad at you. Say it. That's a good one.
I got seasoning on my Curly Fry.
Y'all is crazy.
I got that in my glasses over there.
Well, Lord, boy, this only on Sin City. Only on Sin City. All right, big dog, what you got for us, man?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, hat, grease, SinCityRadioShow.com. God bless. Good night.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Bye.